Chapter 15. We scoured the countryside over the next few days, taking our time on the journey. No one was saying much of anything, and we hadn't sat down for counsel. They had offered, but I'd refused. For the most part, they were all just tagging along, and that was fine by me. Eventually, we'd be close enough to Quintuplin that they'd head home. That was my plan, anyway.
So, Dragon?
Ben said.
How do we go about tracking down someone when the world's so big?
It was a good question. I waded into a nearby river and acted like I didn't hear him. I was getting hungry and I had an appetite for fish. The cold water rushed past my knees as I searched for signs of life. The sun was bright and the water was clear, and I could see my reflection shimmering in it. My mane of auburn hair looked fine. Of course, it always did. A fish darted through my feet, followed by another. Moments later, one of them settled. I readied my claws and licked my lips. I could taste the meat already. I slipped my hands into the water. Ben sloshed up behind me. The fish squirted between my fingers.
Ben!
I cried.
Quit scaring the fish. I've taught you better than that.
I frowned and shook my head at him.
Then you stop ignoring me,
he said.
You've been ignoring everyone, and I'm getting tired of it.
Then you should go home, I said.
To what?
He said.
I don't have anyone anymore, just you, Dragon.
I'm sure Quinley could use you in the cornfields, I said. And you're a better bowman than you were. You'd be the best shot for miles around. I sloshed away, eyeing the water.
What's wrong with you, Dragon?
He said.
You didn't used to be like this. You used to be nice. Now you're just...
I turned and faced him with my hands on my hips.
I'm just what, Ben? Mean? I wasn't gonna say that,
he said. His eyes drifted to the left.
You were gonna say that, I said. And guess what, Ben? I don't care. I'm being mean because I don't want you here. And I've told you that. I've told all of you that. But none of you listen.
You need us,
he said.
I laughed. For what, Ben? You don't even have a sword or bow. What are you going to fight with, your hands?
I took a jab at another fish and missed.
Blast it!
My stomach was growling. I was growling. Why wouldn't they leave me alone?
Ugh!
Ben said. He threw up his arms and sloshed away in the waters.
Goodbye, Ben,
I said. He stopped and turned. His pleasant face was turning red, and his fists were balled up at his sides.
You know, Dragon, there's a saying in Quinley, you can tell a lot about a man by the friends he keeps.
I shrugged and said,
so I've heard that one before, and you didn't say it quite right. I don't care if it sounds right or not, because I've got a better saying. You can tell a lot more about a man who doesn't have any friends.
He pointed at me.
That's for you, Dragon.
He stormed through the waters, fell, and completely soaked himself. I started laughing and holding my belly.
Soaked, Ben shook his fist at me and stormed away.
As he was leaving, Brenoir, Bezog, and Sasha were coming up along the sandy riverbank. I rolled my eyes.
What's the matter, Ben?
I heard Sasha say.
Nothing.
They all stood there gawping at me, except Brenoir. He was glaring. I didn't care, though. I just wanted to eat some fish and be left alone. I made my way down the river a ways, and when I looked back, they were gone. Good. I readied my hands, spread my feet in the riverbed, and waited for the next fish to pass. A fat-bellied bass swam by. My hand splashed into the waters and dug into its scales. I got him! A big one! He wriggled in my hands, tail flopping back and forth with his wide mouth gawping.
You look like some people I know,
I said. My belly groaned again. I was hungry. I made my way out of the water, sat down and gutted the fish and scaled it with my claws. I could feel fire in my belly.
Hmm,
I said to myself. I have an idea. I tried to summon my fire. Just a little bit. Only enough to roast the fish whole. Who needs a fire when the fire's in you already? Gently, I exhaled. Nothing came forth. I put a little more wind and belly behind my next breath. A whoosh of flame rushed out. The fish charred and crumbled in my hands. Sultans of sulfur! I stormed back into the waters. A minute later, I found my next fish. It was bigger than the last, green-scaled and speckled. I licked my lips. The speckled bass were the best. I wasn't going to waste this one. I plunged my hand in and snatched him up. Woo-hoo! Whoa! Something wrapped around my neck and jerked me under the waters. I couldn't breathe. I clutched at the creature that coiled itself around my neck. I didn't know what it was. I ripped at it with my claws. It dragged me to the middle of the river and down towards a dark hole.
Red water! Ben, help!
I said in my frog voice. No one could hear me. No one would even know.